So the spiritual church state, or states of the spiritual church, is when a person is being led by truth to good. So they haven't come into what is good, but they believe that they are. And this sets up the difficulty or the struggle. So the spiritual church describes a spirituality where the belief in oneself as an autonomous individual is still strong. It's still present. So the spiritual church, in one sense, is not that different from the natural state. The thing is with the natural state is not even in an intellectual acknowledgement that the Lord is the only life and self, and that the self that we have is an appearance. So as soon as we come back to that idea, do I believe in myself as an independent, autonomous being? Well, I might acknowledge that that's not the case, but my whole existence is built around that belief. And so there's an obscurity in the spiritual church, which is that I am still looking to have the self that has been built up through my contact with the world saved. And I believe that the Lord is saving me. Whereas in fact, the process is one of being saved from oneself, saved from that belief, saved from the love of self and the love of the world. But the difficulty is that we have built around that a whole structure of what we call truths that actually conceal the nature of that self. And that's convenient for that self. And so anything that looks to unpack that, that self will see as evil, wherein in fact it is good. Anything that looks to promote that state, it will see as good, when in fact it is evil. That is the state of what's termed the spiritual church. It's us. It's fully us. And that church is saved by the coming of the Lord, by the advent, right? And that advent is an opening up of the spiritual sense of the word. And because that puts into stark relief the nature of that kind of religion that is built around ourselves being saved and what the Lord is actually trying to do, which is extract what is of himself from Egypt and along with that instill a new sense of self, which is what's termed the heavenly proprium. So what's called the spiritual church in us, the spiritual states in us, or that stage of development, it's a movement from our understanding of truth toward good, but it's truth that's received, in a sense, secondhand. And that forms a basis for conscience, but it's not necessarily true. But if there's a genuine willingness to work from it, then it can move us forward in the process. So the process is that we start with faith in the memory. Then as you begin to see that as something that you should start applying to your life, then it becomes faith in the understanding. And then when that truth gets worked into your life so that you actually start to live from it, or it starts to have its influence over the mind, that's faith in the will. So the overview is that there is a faith in the memory as the starting point. Then there is faith in the understanding, which is an opening up to the more interior things, interior truths. And then there is what's termed faith in the will. So that's the progression. And faith in the will is a saving faith. Faith in the understanding is a transitional faith. And faith of the memory is proprial faith. The infernal proprium is built around that. So that progression has to happen. And working with the word and looking to have its truths guide and develop our understanding, that understanding which is of a genuine nature, Aaron, as opposed to the understanding that we've come to things with. That's the transitional kind of zone, if you like, or state, which is between the natural and that celestial state. Now, this is not a celestial state as in most ancient church. This is the celestial in the natural, which for the spiritual church is loving the neighbor, or loving what is true because it is true. That's what loving the neighbor is. And out of that, if we love truths because they are true, then we will be looking to use them for the purpose for which they're given, which is self-examination and repentance. So in the spiritual state, what we seek to do is, you know, and this is absolutely necessary because it's part of the transition, is that we look at what's arising in terms of influx and try to discern, is it from hell or is it from heaven? This is the kind of thing that's going on. But we're doing that from a belief in ourselves. So that's why it's transitional. The actual evil that needs to be shunned is the idea that I am a self, because that makes me God, if that is true, and that is just not true. So it's only through working with what the word offers that we can be brought into a deeper sense of what's needed. If we don't work with the word in that way, then we remain where we are. And it's only as we begin to open up to the text itself and allow that to ground the inflowing life of the Lord so that it can reflect back what it is we are attaching ourselves to as ourself and be set free from it, be liberated. And that's why there's molestation and infestation that's experienced, because we are hanging on to a life form that can't be brought into heaven. It has to die. So we have to die to that self. And the only way that that can occur is through self-examination, or an examination of the self. That's what that means. And that is no easy thing, because we have a whole history of beliefs that we've inherited as a historical faith that don't actually come from that viewpoint. And that all has to be broken down, reconfigured, restructured, so that it can support an actual genuine spiritual life as opposed to a pseudo spiritual life. And it's no easy thing to admit, you know, it's confronting. It's confronting. And that's what we see in the Heaven and Hell Awakening series. So, you know, if you haven't looked through those papers that deal with the Heaven and Hell Awakening series, I'd encourage you to do so, because it'll put all this in a very different light as to what's going on here.